Welcome to the David Bradley Show with your host, David Bradley.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So, anyway, still waiting on confirmation, so I can't tell nobody nothing. So, we'll just, we're just hanging. A lot of things in the works, and we're just waiting to be sure before I tell everybody what's going on. So, I hope everybody had a good weekend since it's Monday. And, oh, you're going to laugh at me already, huh?
The fidget toy.
Yeah, the fidget toy. Caitlin brought me a fidget toy, so I got a fidget toy now. Everybody get mad at my fidget toy. But anyway, I usually say it at the end, and here the past couple of shows, I've been saying it at the beginning, so I'm not going to break tradition here, so... Please, everybody, like, share, follow, subscribe. The links to each artist that are on my show, they're all there in the bottom in the comments. All the stuff is there. Go check them out. Like their YouTube. Follow them on Facebook, whatever other socials there is. Instagram, TikTok. I'm sure there's a lot of TikTok artists out there now. So everybody just check everybody out. Support each other, especially musicians. Y'all support each other, man, because that's what we used to do back in the day. It was a whole lot of fun. Yeah, everybody partied together and had fun and stuck around after, you know, like, I can't really say anybody's name, but, you know, people used to, the first act or the second act would hang out all the way up until the third act was done, you know. It's interesting stuff. Anyway, I got Eric Ripper here today, and this is going to be fun because we have never, ever had a guy that loops. I've been interested in it, and you see the buskers around that do all that stuff, and they loop stuff and everything else, and... it's kind of like his little forte he loves doing. And so we figured, what the hell, we're going to try this shit. And then, hey, maybe we'll all learn something on this. So Eric, what's going on, brother?
Not too much. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm tired. I'd go to bed, but
we got a podcast to do.
Yeah, I know. I got a podcast to do. Maybe I'll hold up. But after, you know, a little bit of this, then I'll be, I'll be good afterwards. Yes.
Live cheers on there.
Live cheers, man. You do the little cup, sit down, and then drink?
Yeah, a little
thing. I wonder who started that.
I have no idea. The British.
Maybe. British? We're going to blame it on the British?
Maybe. I think so. There are a lot of reasons why we're here, I feel like, yeah. In America.
Yeah. Pull that mic to you just a little bit. Sure. It'll pull. It's good. There you go.
All right.
Because you're soft-spoken.
I'll get loud at times. Don't worry.
You think?
It's just my delivery of certain lines.
Oh, okay. So three more drinks.
Right. Julie, can we get some more beers in here?
No. Yeah, well, Julie's not here today for this one. So Julie had a lot of stuff to take care of. Or we might smell some food in the background cooking or something, you know?
What a treat.
Yeah, I know. Instead, I got some ramen.
Funny enough, I had ramen noodles before I came here.
Awesome.
No joke.
It's probably what I'm going to have for dinner.
Me too. Nice and cheap.
Well, you got to be.
And salty.
If you're in this industry, you got a day job and you got ramen noodles.
Yep, just the easiest meals to go. And
and you look forward to mom coming down there, right, bringing food.
And cooking the meal or bringing food that's, yeah, that's cooked last week. Been in the freezer for the week waiting for you. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. It's crazy stuff, man. So where all are you playing at?
I played a lot of places. It's been what we call slow season downtown. So gigs are slowly starting to pick up again. I play a lot at this place called Doc Holidays on 2nd Avenue. It's got all the dollar bills on the wall.
I don't think I've been in there.
It's a cool spot. It's near the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the first places on the right side on 2nd Avenue. It's more intimate. You're on the floor. You're right with people. And I'm really good with crowd interaction, so I love to talk with everyone who's there.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Where are you from? First time here? We got a birthday and all that stuff. So it's just very, like, intimate and talkative. And it's there for the music. There's no foods, the drinks. Yeah. It's there for the music.
Well, see, that's what I, because back when I was growing up, my aunt would take me down there, you know, and all that stuff. And my grandmother would always take me to Fanfare. That's what CMA Fest was called back in the day. Mm-hmm. And we just had a blast. But it was, everybody was playing their own original stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's what Nashville used to be. It was nothing but all original music. That's where the execs and everybody else would go and listen to music and
find the next person.
Yeah, now it's turned into
The algorithm being your friend.
Yeah, the
yeah.
I don't think we had algorithms back then.
No, just the right person walking in and hearing at the right time.
Well, back then it was called networking.
Yeah.
Well, hanging
there's
out.
Still networking today, but yes, there is. Yeah,
there's a different networking today.
There's a different networking today.
Totally different. Yeah. It's crazy.
But yeah, I play a lot down there. I got a residency every Wednesday, so it's not tonight, actually. I play the late night 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift, which
cool.
Which is fun. It's kind of the industry night, so a lot of locals come in, and I recognize a lot of faces, and of course tourists come in, and I love playing for them. So I'll play there randomly, too, other than Wednesdays. I've played a lot of the places on the Broadway Strip.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Aldean's, Brian's, FGL House, and it's a lot of, like, acoustic duo or trio,
right?
Where like a guy will hit me up, be like, hey, can you want to join me for 11 to 2? And it's nice because I'm not a country artist, so most of these guys are country artists, so they've got covered the Luke Bryan, the Aldeans, the Toby Keiths, all that. I'll do some, but like my background is not all country. I don't really listen to a lot of country,
right?
So like we just expand the set list when we play together, so it's nice when they hit me up and we can do a range of music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of all music. And, you know, of course, I've got my little choice picks that I listen to all the time. But
sure.
I've always been a fan of music.
What would you say your favorite genre of music is?
Metal.
Oh, okay.
Strange, sure. I know, right? Sure. But that's what I grew up with.
Sure. And musically, metal is really interesting. Just guitar patterns and all the crazy tunings that they do.
Oh yeah. It's cool. Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was back in the era of, I got my first car when I was 15. I think I was back in 1980, 81, something like that. And I graduated in 83. So I was 17 when I graduated. And then all the metal stuff started coming into Nashville, mm-hmm. You know, the Poison guys, the, you know, Kiss and Alice Cooper and all that stuff. And it was just something I grew up with. And there's nothing like, you know, driving a 67 Mustang Fastback and putting in some Ted Nugent Stranglehold, you know, and just cranking that shit and getting in a street race with a 71 Chevelle or something.
Sure. You know? Nothing more badass than that.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing more American than that.
Yeah, it was all Americana, man. You get done, and then you stop and have a beer or something and cut up. And then the next thing you know, you're hopping in a four-wheel drive pickup truck with a bunch of other buddies, and you're going and having a bonfire and some hunch punch. So
that's how it was.
It was. I'm just glad there wasn't video and all that other stuff back then.
Oh, yeah.
Because
whipping out your phone and recording back in the day. Sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, no. Nobody needs to see that yet.
Got away with a lot back in the day.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were a bunch of daggum, you know, kids just looking to have some fun. And
oh, yeah. And the metal music inspired it.
And metal music inspired a lot of it. And then, of course, when we got into four-wheel drives, it was all Hank Williams Jr.
Mm, yeah, and then it navigated to the country music.
Well, yeah, you know, and you just couldn't beat old Hank. I mean, dude's an icon, man. I mean, he's just badass.
Yeah.
I think he got, like, Entertainer of the Year for, like, 5 or 6 years in a row.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dude, you ought to look him up, man.
I played at the new Hank Williams Jr. place the opening weeks. I played it there at the roof.
Awesome.
At the acoustics. I mostly play acoustic. I don't do much of the full band stuff.
Yeah.
Unless it's a original show. And yeah, the first, I knew a guy my age was like helping them book, and he just like hit me up and was like, you want to do it? Yeah, and it was fine. It was like before they did like the grand opening, but it was like open for a month.
Yeah.
Nothing that closed early on the roof each time just because there was a few people up there. Yeah, it's a small little spot, but cool to be on the roof. It's always fun playing on the roof and seeing the skylight.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been on the roof two or three times and just watching, looking at people.
Oh, people watching is fantastic down in Nashville.
Well, that's all we did. I mean, me and a couple of buddies of mine, we would ride the Harleys down, park in front of the stage. You know, we just leaned back on the Harleys and hanging out and people watching, you know, watching the drunks. And it was just fun shit. I mean, I wasn't dating nobody. What else was I going to do?
Right. People watch and judge all the people and hearing all these conversations and thinking about what's going on in their lives while shit's happening in our lives.
Yeah. It was crazy, but it was a lot of fun, man. I mean, you know, and you sat there and you can't walk on Broadway without hearing music from four or five different clubs. It's just which way you turn your head, you know?
Yeah. It's just which direction is Tennessee whiskey coming from this time?
Yeah. And that's something I've always wanted to do, though. I want to get like four or five bars.
And have them play the same song at the same time?
At the same freaking time.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Just go ahead and crank it up, man.
Like to somehow get on a call and be like, one, two. Yeah.
And go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a joke I'll say with people who just came to town or friends that come in. I'll be like, take a drink or remember each time you hear Don't Stop Believin' or Tennessee Whiskey or Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah. And then take a drink every time. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the crowd pleasers. I get it. I play them.
So. It amazes me, though, how many people actually come in and request Journey songs.
I remember one time I was playing at Doc's, and someone said Journey. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to hit them with Don't Stop Believing.
So yeah.
I was just like, okay. And I did, I think, Any Way You Want It. And then sure, some claps. And I was like, was that the Journey song you wanted to hear? And they're like, no. And
yeah. Like, that's like, I guess, I would bet probably the most requested song.
Yeah, no, for sure. I always know it'll hit whenever I play it. If I have the crowd going, they've just been singing, I'm like, all right, now it's time for Don't Stop Believing.
Say, I always liked Open Arms or...
Yeah, or Wheel in the Sky.
Yeah, Wheel in the Sky. I love that one.
With that, my loop pedal, been recently covering that one. What else? Separate Ways.
Yeah.
There's bangers.
Yeah, I got three divorces. There have been a lot of Separate Ways.
Zero divorces on my end.
Yeah. You know, it's just crazy. I wonder which song is actually the number one requested song down there.
A lot of Morgan Wallen. But no, Don't Stop Believing, Tennessee Whiskey, Sweet Home Alabama. Maybe it's not even requested. I just know it's the people want to hear and go positively. But yeah, Wagon Wheel.
Oh, God.
It's funny. There's a sign in Doc Holliday's that says Wagon Wheel is a $200 request. And I think they put it down for now. But when I first started playing there, it was there. And there's a rapper named Yellow Wolf who lives around here. And he's been in there a few times. And the first time I saw him, I put it on my TikTok and Instagram. There's a video. I had my GoPro rolling in the corner. And he comes in and he orders me two shots of Fireball. It's like 11 a.m. And I was like, well, I gotta look cool. I gotta drink these shots with him.
Yeah, how do you not?
Right.
I mean,
he's like, Ripper, you want another Fireball shot? And I was like, yeah, I'll take another Fireball shot.
Sure.
And then he's like, I want to hear Wagon Wheel. And I was like, I can't tell if he's being serious right now. And jokingly, I was like, and then I didn't do it like the whole song. And then the bartender was like, he put $200 on the tab for you. And I was like,
awesome.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much, Mr. Yellow Wolf.
Yeah. Let me sing it better for you this time.
Yeah. And then he left, and then he's come in a few times, and he's always like, what up, Ripper, and fist bumps me. And I'm like, sick.
That's awesome.
I'm in the industry now.
You're a made man at that fist bump right there.
Right. Boom. If he knows my name, he comes in and fist bumps me. He's part of Shady Records, Eminem's record company. And one time when he was in there, I did my cover of Lose Yourself that I do on the loop pedal.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this will get his attention. He's definitely going to record it and send it to Eminem.
Yeah.
And then he didn't. So.
Ah, well, you know. Why don't you do that?
Do what?
Do a YouTube and record it and send it to him.
He's got better things to do than look at some random guy.
Dude, you'd be surprised.
I could. I don't know if he's huge on his social media or other people look at it and be like, you have to look at this.
Check this guy out. He does your song really, really good.
So what I do, I just set up the beat and then I just kind of rap the first verse. I forget like the last few lines. So I do like a funny thing of like, I forget what it is. And then I just sing the chorus and then that's all I do.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Cause every time I'm like, I'm Eric Ripper from Detroit. People are like, okay, can you do Eminem? And then I'm like, I can.
Actually, just a fact. Yes.
I also have a cover of Shake That Ass.
Mm.
Shake that ass of me. Shake that ass of me. And it goes over pretty well too. Cats walking around.
What? The cat?
Yeah, I'm on cat duty. And flipping cameras. It's a fun time.
See, this is fun. That's why we hired you.
I haven't been able to hang around cats for a while, so it's nice to see some cats.
Well, you can play with them, do whatever you want. I don't care.
There's a neighborhood cat that'll come by a few times, and I'll get one pet out of him, and then he walks away. Don't know what I got to do to make him.
Maybe I'll just sing him the Eminem song.
He might lose himself if I did that.
Oh, sure. But he'd have fun.
He would. Everyone has fun.
Then it'd be association. He'd associate you right. With fun.
With fun, yeah. Every time I see him, I just got to run outside with my guitar and be like, wait, lose yourself in the music. See what he does, yeah.
That's funny. I love that. But, yeah, I was wondering about that the other day. I mean, because you hear so many different songs, and then between Tootsies and the rest of them down there, they're all Kid Rock's, I think, is the loudest down there.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. I'll definitely roll down my windows are always rolled down. I'll just pause the music I'm listening to because, like,
yeah.
I'm like, no, oh, there's a Don't Stop Believing Again.
Well, see, I didn't realize when they built Kid Rock's, I knew they were building it and everything else. And I'd never been inside it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year when I did that CMA Fest over at down in Nashville, the name of the place I was at totally escapes me. I am so sorry. Nashbox. I was at Nashbox using one of their studios to record and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down there to see one of the guests that had been on the show, and he was playing, and he was on the third floor. I'm like, oh, great, nosebleed area, but okay. So we go down there, and we walk through the front, and I'm looking at how they've got the stage set up, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, dude, I've never seen a stage set up like this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It does look cool. It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks cool from, you know, when you're inside, you right. know, looking out at it, but from the side of the stage, you're just kind of like, why in the hell? Okay, what? Yeah.
That's tall. It looks cool. I mean, the performers definitely look awesome when they're on the stage because we're all yeah. looking up from the first floor. And
yeah. Second floor is kind of like even with them. And
right. Yeah.
Can't see shit from the third floor.
Yeah, no. The third floor, isn't that just a separate thing?
Yeah, it's totally separate. Right. I think, is that the top floor?
No. I think there's four floors.
I don't remember. I walked them.
The first floor and second floor is stage one, and then stage two is like 4-3, and then the roof is
yeah
the next part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were up there, and it was pretty nice. Small, small stage. Oh, my God, it was small. They were like crowding each other trying to play, and it was, I think, a five-piece.
On the roof or on the third floor?
It was on the top floor is all I know.
So the roof?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, to me, a roof is wide, completely open, you know?
Right. The stage isn't, it's on the roof floor, but like there's the opening over here, but like.
Yeah. And you got all the, everything is open and you got yeah. the rail that's around the side of it. And then right. the bar kind of runs like that.
Yeah. The roof.
Yeah. That place. And it was so ungodly hot.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah.
No breeze. Too many bodies.
Oh, yeah. This was during the CMA Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, way gonna, too many people.
Yeah, it's going to be hot during that time.
Yeah, it was. Time I got my beer was saying, I need to refrigerate.
Yeah. Were you keeping yourself hydrated in the moment or no?
I just had one beer. Just one beer. Well, and then we bailed. It was just daggum hot.
Yeah. Were you wearing jeans and stuff or shorts?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Looking the professional part, but realize it's too hot and
yeah,
we should have shorts on.
Well, I mean, I'd prefer shorts, but
same.
Of course, when I first started my podcast, I was sitting here in shorts and tank tops all the time.
It's the relaxing look.
I was relaxed, dude.
Yeah.
Julie and them made me put clothes on.
I know. I debate on wearing jeans or my other comfy pants, but I decided to put some jeans on for you.
I was about to say, you can't blame me. I don't care. Like those pajamas that looked like the old school, the checkered pants. Eric, do you know what I'm talking about? The skinny jeans.
The ones like, that you have?
No, they're like black and red, checkered or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Mine are like beige and green and something else.
Yeah, he had pajama pants, but on the camera it looked like those. And I was like, unless you want to look like that.
It looked like something like a really old man would have wore back in the 70s to a golf club to go play golf.
Sure. And you decided not to wear them anymore? You talked him out of wearing them?
No, Julie talked me out of wearing them.
Dang it. Julie.
Julie. Shame on Julie. But that's just the way it goes. I mean, it's crazy. So anyway, explain this looping thing to me.
Sure.
I'm a total idiot. So this is how you got to explain it to me. Okay. Like, I'm a total idiot.
Sure. All right. Well, there's several loop pedals.
Okay.
And the one I have is the Boss RC30.
Okay.
I've had it now for like 8, 9, 10 years. I was trying to think about it today. I'm driving here. I was like, how long have I had it for? Because there's videos deep on my Instagram of like college or high school me playing with it and it's sounding okay. But yeah, so with how my pedal works is there's two tracks. And then once you hit record, so you hit the pedal, the left pedal, and then it starts recording what you're doing.
Okay.
You hit it again. And once you hit it again, then it starts looping. It starts recording. Starts
okay. Repeating. It just plays it back over and over and over.
Correct. And for me, it'll continue recording. So like you play, hit the pedal, and it's starting to repeat, but it's still recording. So then I can right away add something else that I wanted to add.
Okay.
And then it automatically will start looping again because it's already hearing the 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So basically it's just like a regular board, but you're recording single tracks on the device. Sure. And they just keep playing and you just keep adding to it and it keeps playing it.
Yeah. So I can, and then I can cut it off and then it will keep playing and I could jam over it. I could solo over it.
Right.
And if I hold down the second pedal, the right pedal, it'll switch to track two. And that's usually where I add like the drum tracks.
Okay.
So then I'll start, I'll palm mute the strings and do like the 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. one, and then whatever drum pattern I want to do, either like a simple boom, 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 or like a hip hop, like boom, 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 depending how I'm feeling and how the song goes.
Yeah.
And then I've recently added an octave pedal, a bass pedal. So I turn my guitar into a bass so then I can add like a bass noise.
Oh, okay.
So then like, even when if I cut out I can record that on the drum track section. So I can have like a bass going and just the drum section going. So I start the recording over there and then I could cut off any of them at any point.
Right.
And then I can jam over them. I can continue recording over them. That's basically it. If I want to undo something I just recorded, I just hold down the left pedal and it erases what I just did.
Okay. What else? See, I find all this fascinating.
Cool. Yeah. It's really fun. There's a few loopers that play downtown. That like make that their main act rather than just like a simple, just like set up a beat and then play over it. I like to overlay what I'm doing. Also unlimited layers on mine. I can play this. I can start here, then go here, then here, then here, then here. And like, it'll just keep going. It doesn't stop. But it's, I'm one of the loopers downtown that like likes to get really into the loop and like just add layer per layer and build a song. And there are others that do that. And it's really cool when I see them, I'll stay and watch them and kind of learn from them.
I've seen a bunch of them on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, and of course you run across them every now and then on Facebook. It'll kick it up.
Yeah.
And it's wild how they sit there and build. Basically they're like they would be in a studio with the tracks and they're building this whole song.
Yep.
But they're just standing there hitting a button.
Yep.
It's wild, man.
It's fun. I have seen other loopers that have like a pad and they can do like you can actually hear like a cymbal or like.
Yeah.
So that is cool. It'd be cool to get into that. But what I do works perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's intricate ways you can get into it. And
so how did you get into that? Was you just like bored one day or?
I was like, playing guitar straightforward is not enough.
You was craving more.
I was craving more. No, I So I started playing guitar 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
My cousin played guitar before me, and we would hang out, and I would just sing while he played. Mm-hmm. And I got to the point where I was like, why don't I just learn guitar so I could sing at the same time while I play guitar? So I taught myself guitar. Of course, when we would jam together, he would teach me some things, be like, oh, do this instead.
Yeah.
And then after a few years after that, I got really into Ed Sheeran. Surprise.
I think everybody got into Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. He's got a Martin as well. I got a Martin.
Good guitar.
It sounds beautiful. I love this guitar. A lot of people say it sounds nice, and it does. It's so weird because when I hear anyone else play another guitar, I'm like, why would you not want to play like the Martin I have? It sounds so good. But anyways, I saw videos of Ed Sheeran online looping on YouTube, and I was like, what the fuck is this? This is so cool. And the pedal I have, there are videos of him using that exact pedal.
Okay.
So I'm just like in the comments, like, what is he using? Mm-hmm. Maybe the description said it, but I was like, I need to figure out what this is, and saw it on Amazon. And I just ordered it off Amazon and then got it. And it's funny because I'll see like videos of my, this is 8 years ago today or something, on the memories, and of me like trying to figure out the loop and trying to be good at it. Basically Ed Sheeran got me into it, watching live videos, and then I saw him live too, and I thought it sounded so fucking cool how he looped everything, and then he was adding vocals to it and just like layering his vocals, and I was like, this is just one man doing all this. This is really cool.
So he ran the vocals through the looper too?
You can. For some reason mine isn't working right lately. Caitlin's been seen that before. Because we tried that at Cedar Creek Marina, if you're listening.
Wait, what do you mean? Well, of course I'm listening. I have to listen. That's my job.
That's how Caitlin and I met. But there is a mic input on the looper. And I have been able before because I have a shaker sometimes and do like a shaker in front of it. But I haven't used the mic in so long. And then I was playing at the marina and I was just like, let's just try it. Let's see if it works. And then like plugged in the mic and everything and like nothing was coming out of it. So yeah. I don't know. So I don't know if it's dead or something. I got to bring it to a store or something, but I would like to add some oohs and ahs and stuff. And just get creative on the spot. But I did before. I have before, but not here in Nashville.
Yeah. You could actually, dude, that would work out with, playing to the crowd. You could get some girls to, do like a background, tell them what to sing, record it, and then throw it in there.
Yes, that's what I've thought of too. Be like, who wants to sing this part real quick?
That'd be badass.
It would be very fun, be very interactive, and I love interacting with people. So I know that's why I'm kind of bummed, and I want to take it to a store and be like, fix this.
Okay, so Eric is taking donations to fix his vocal looper.
It's Venmo, Eric Ripper. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Who knows?
All the loops, I could show some loops soon, but all the loops that I've done is all not based on anything. It's all what I've made up, me jamming. It's very easy when the song is two chords over and over again, or three or four chords over and over again, because then you just loop that.
Well, that's a bunch of country music.
Yeah, it's just music in general. But I've got to the point where realizing I can also, on section or track one, loop the verse chords, and then maybe the chorus chords changes up a little bit, but I can keep the drum beat going.
Right.
So I cut off track one, but the drum beat's still going, so the people that are paying attention or just noise in the background, still a beat is going for them. So they just play. Like, for example, You Should Probably Leave, Chris Stapleton. The verse, I put the capo on the third fret and do E minor, G, C, G, E minor, then that loops. And I had like the bass part there and other octaves and then drum on the other track. But when the chorus comes, the first note is like D to E minor. So like, and I don't know. So I cut off track one and just be loud because they were so used to hearing that loud part of track one. So I continue being loud so they don't really notice this. But awesome. So that's how I get around that aspect of it. And it works. It's fun. Yeah.
I've watched a bunch of people do it. And it amazes me how y'all guys do that shit.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like if I actually knew how to play a guitar and I could do it, I could so see myself like channeling straight into what I'm doing and trying to create something. And I totally forget about everybody else.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I guess sometimes. So, like, but also people are there in Nashville to hear musicians. Like, this is a music city. So there are sometimes where I'll improvise a jam, and I know I can't go for too long. But, like, if I'm really feeling it and, like, I notice people are, like, watching, then I'm like, let me put on a show for them. The song, for example, A Horse With No Name, America. Mm-hmm. That's the same two chords over and over again, E minor and D the entire time. It's like, I'll do this for some songs. I'll play the first two verses and choruses just straight normally.
Right.
And then in between verse two and chorus, the next verse three into the chorus, I'll set up the loop, jam a little bit, and then cut it off, and then bring the drums back in when I hit the chorus again. So, like, people just remember there's that drum beat going. And then when I sing the chorus, I hold my foot down to go back to track one. And I'll cut that off. So you just only hear like the bass and the drum beat going.
Right.
It sounds kind of empty. And then I like rebuild the loop and just like add like a layer per, like a note per note slowly. And then like I'll solo like the la, 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 la. I'll like play that on guitar.
Yeah.
And I'll get really into it. I don't know. I could show that too. There's so many things I could show.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit later on the show. Cause I'm very curious to watch how you build stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like I said, it's fascinating to me. And me and another guy, another guest that was on the show, we were talking about how, cause I've seen on YouTube where you've got these guys that are like insanely talented with picking.
Sure.
They got no guitar pick whatsoever. And they're just like, picking and doing all this. Yep. And then it's very, I can't remember the name of the word I'm wanting to use. It's a big word. I'll totally forget it. But anyway, intricate. It's very intricate how they start off with just the picking.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, they're doing the picking, but then they do a strum.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start with the,
hitting the bass or just
hitting it and then picking and strumming bass at the same time, and it's just like
oh I get what you're saying. Yeah,
like, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's really cool.
I mean, it's wild to watch them do that.
I know, I wish I could do that too. Have you heard of Andy McKee?
No.
He's just a guy MIDI, like I've 10, 15 years ago I've heard of him. He's just a instrumental, but like same idea of just like and then, you know, two hands really quick down here, but then hitting the guitar. It's just so I know what you're talking about.
It's crazy to watch him guys do that.
Yeah, it is.
I do good to play on the piano, like, you know, da 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 da, whatever that's called. I don't know what that's called. What's that called, Kevin? You don't know either.
No, I was taking pictures because I forgot.
It was.
Wait, was that a specific song you were singing right there, or just a?
No, it's it was a kind of like a. It's something my grandmother showed me. God, I was 10 years old, I think, or 9 or something like that. But it's just the keys on the piano. It's just like da 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 da.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
That's it.
And that's all you know on the piano?
That's all I know.
I
can do all that stuff.
I could do a few things on the piano. I know like the basic, like that's C, that's D, that's D minor, that's E. It's like, I know that, but I couldn't be like looking away and playing. Like I couldn't. I can play like a little bit of Dream On by Aerosmith. I can do, for all my emo friends out there, Welcome to the Black Parade, our anthem.
There you go.
A few random things, but guitar is mostly.
And here's a weird part about that. I know exactly the band you're talking about, but I cannot remember their name.
Or what? The My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. My Chemical Romance, yeah. When I was Greatest songs of all time.
Yeah. I love watching those videos of those guys in the malls or train stations or wherever they're at. And it's like there's a piano there and they just start walking and playing. And
whips out their phones and records.
Yeah. I'd like to know what happened to that. There was a YouTube video and there was a homeless guy and the music store had a piano sitting outside and he sat down and actually started playing, you know, Sticks.
Oh, what, Come Sail Away?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You act like you know which I'm talking about.
I just figured that was the piano song.
Oh, yeah, it was. I mean, yeah. And it was.
I'm sailing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was damn good. And I'm like, whatever happened to him? Where is he at? You know?
Yeah. Was it like a 10, 15 years ago video or like?
I don't know.
Was it recent or was it?
I never looked at that.
Well, when did you see it?
2 years ago, maybe.
It's at least 2 years old.
I think that's when I actually got introduced to YouTube, but I can't remember.
Introduced to YouTube 2 years ago?
Dude, my kids had to struggle with me to get a smartphone.
I mean, that's the same with my parents, too.
I was flip phone city.
Sure. At least you had a phone. My parents didn't have a phone until a year ago.
I had a phone.
Yeah.
And now I do everything. The podcast stuff, I take care of business on my phone and everything else.
Once you're interested in YouTube, you're a changed man.
I know. Damaged, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I always wanted to know what happened to that dude, you know.
We're all damaged. Caitlin, can you look that up? Can that be like part of your job in the corner? Like
we're all damaged.
Like you're the one that fact checks us?
What am I looking up?
See, you aren't paying attention.
No,
I was taking pictures, damn it.
Again.
Julie usually takes pictures. She does investigative when I'm like, what was that? You know, and she'll figure it out or she'll look it up.
It's a homeless man playing Come Sail Away on the piano.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Just keep chatting.
Just YouTube Come Sail Away homeless or something. I don't know. Anyways.
I love that song. Actually seen Sticks during the Paradise Theater tour.
Cool. Nice.
That was awesome.
I bet. I have two things to say about Sticks. One, I will sometimes play. Actually, I'm going to play that tonight now that we're talking about it. I'm going to play Come Sail Away tonight at my gig.
Yeah.
It's fun to play in guitar. But also, I remember my dad showed me that song when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking at like the Renegade. That's the album, right?
Yeah. Paradise Theater.
Looking at the CD, and I remember looking at the back because it had all the four of their faces on it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had long hair and looked like one of the kids that I went to schools with mom. I don't know. I was like, why is Rachel's mom in the band Sticks? And that's just what my brain thought for a while until I realized that was really stupid of me.
Yeah, it was back then Tommy Shaw had like the Dutch boy long hair haircut with the bangs straight across. Every one of them.
That was the style.
I mean, they were happening then.
We got to bring it back.
And then they come out with Mr. Roboto, where they were all wearing the jumpsuits and all that stuff. And I was just like, man, y'all losing your freaking mind.
Go, 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 Mr. Roboto.
Yep.
I've heard that in so long, too.
Obrigado, Mr. Roboto. Right. Double.
It was Donald Gold.
Donald Gold was his name.
Gold. G-O-U-L-D.
How much money has he got now?
Oh, no.
Is he made of gold? Does he have a lot of
right
gold?
Below that question, though, was what's a piano player called? And I started laughing. It's like, nice.
What's a what?
Piano player called. It's Google. Google has some weird things.
Oh, so you Googled that. You didn't go straight to YouTube. You Googled it.
I Googled it.
Well, Google's
I'm lazy.
Google's your friend.
He's got the answers.
So you want to know his network now?
Sure.
I'm just curious. Did he actually?
Yeah, he got signed.
He did. Okay, awesome.
Did he get a haircut and cleaned up?
I hope he took a shower.
Yeah. like, sir, you have to take a shower before you sign this contract.
Keep talking. I'm looking.
And see, but it's little things like that that people do out in public and they get recognized, you know?
Sure.
Or like, well, I mean, you got so many daggum TikTok stars now. Oh, you know?
Oh, I know. There's a bunch of people that do stuff like, I'll see TikTok videos of people like sitting on a bench and be like, come sit next to me. Can I sing you a song? Or like, let me share a song with you.
I think that dude's in Nashville.
This piano guy we're talking about?
No.
Oh, the guy that I'm talking
about. The guy that I've seen, he walks up and he sees a girl and he's like, can I play you a song?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he sits down next to him and he plays the song for him.
Right. And then the girl gets all like, oh, he's actually really good. And yeah.
Yeah. Or she cries a little bit or something.
Right. Or she's like, are you single? Yeah.
I just experienced a breakup.
Right. Yeah. But yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. But yeah, there's so many things of interactive.
Yeah.
On the street stuff.
Yeah. But see, I like the interactive stuff.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I need to get more into doing that too for my social stuff. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. You could hire a cameraman.
I know. I've thought. Or like, or do I sit on a bench and have three cameras looking at me and be like,
yeah, there you go.
Sign like, want to hear my new song and see what happens? Yeah. I'm trying to be as candid as possible.
Yeah. Give me a minute to loop all this in.
Right.
Let me loop this promise, for you.
Can I loop something for you? Like, what is he talking about?
Just get a t-shirt, mate.
But he's got a guitar over there. Yeah, right.
Hey, guitarists are cool.
We get a t-shirt that says, can I loop something for you?
Yeah, there you go.
Actually pretty funny. I recently made a t-shirt that said, hi, I'm Eric Ripper. Have you listened to my new album, Look for a Sign? And on the back of the shirt is a QR code that links to everything.
Oh, cool.
And so far it's actually worked. Every time I've worn it, I've just been like standing. I was in Docs. I played there on Monday and I was chatting with someone and someone just goes, hey, Eric, where can I find your album? And I was like, yes, it's working.
It's working. Tell you what, since you got the QR code for it and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If you can send it to me, I'll put the QR code on.
Well, I mean, what, people be watching this on their computers or their phones?
Well, their cell phones, their computers.
Sure. Yeah. I guess we could put it on there, but also check the description for the links to everything.
There you go. So you was one step ahead of me.
Yep. Remember, he just got YouTube 2 years ago.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
Dude, I just started this show like a year and 3 months ago, 4 months.
I mean, that's a congrats on over a year. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been growing. People like it. I don't know why, but people like it.
That's cool. Who's the best guest you've had?
The best guest I've had?
Me.
You're not a guest. You're
actually Caitlin's show. Mine and Caitlin's show actually did pretty good numbers.
Yeah. You're a reoccurring star is what you are.
Yeah. She was, there was that, we had a connection, you know, just talking about the music and the boards and all that stuff. And we talked after the show and everything else. And I was just like, she's interested in the podcast and I could really use some help.
Sure.
Cause I had all those boards were right here. And I was having to manually do it all myself. Yeah. And I'd forget how to do stuff.
Sure. And you wanted to have a little clean desk while you do it. So
yeah, well, I'm surprised there's not a cat camped out on the table, but.
It'll come some point. Yeah. Oh, there's one.
There's one.
Missing a tail.
What?
It never fails.
Oh, missing a tail?
No.
It's got to be mentioned.
Yeah, she's the one that I've been keeping an eye on because she likes chewing cables.
Yeah,
she was playing with a hair tie earlier.
So hey, we lost 4 sets of headphones to that little shit.
Jeez,
I know. But she's a kitten.
She just wants to be part of the podcast.
She's so cute. But
she's a kitten. She's crazy. With extra toe beans and all that good stuff.
What's her name? What is her name?
Freya. The toe bean kid.
That guy is also signed with a triple pop, but I can't find his net worth.
Interesting.
I have failed you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm just...
Triple pop.
I'm just glad that he got signed, you know?
Me too.
He might not make a lot of money, but, I mean, he got signed.
Based on one video, and that's mm-hmm. all. That's all it'll take, folks.
Look, dude could play. He could really play. I was always curious, how did he learn how to play piano?
It said he's a veteran. So okay. Probably, yeah.
I was going to say, that doesn't answer the question.
Well, no, because...
I think that's one of the things that's helping veterans more than anything right now.
Music.
Is music.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
It is.
Because it's they're getting healing. Out there, they're writing their music, they're doing all kinds of stuff, and they ain't got to worry. Because, I mean, if somebody steals some of their stuff, they can just go kick their ass real quick and get it over with.
Sure. Yep. Music's good for the soul. Music's good for everyone.
It really is.
It's weird. When I was growing up, there was someone down the street whose dad did not like music.
Mm-hmm.
Just did not like music. It's the only person I've ever met in my life.
I don't see how you could not like music. I mean, there's so many different variations and genres and...
Just the idea of like, no, turn that off. I don't care for that.
I mean, the first music I heard was Elvis and the Beatles. And
sure. Yep.
My mom had all those first press albums that are probably worth a fortune.
Probably.
And I think she sold them at a yard sale back in the 80s for like $1 a piece.
Yeah.
Collectors out there now going, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm probably worth a lot more.
Yeah, probably. I don't tell them how much they're worth. She had the Elvis album, the Hawaii Live.
Yeah.
That album. And then I was looking that up the other day, and I was just like, wow, people actually are looking for that album.
Yeah.
They pay good money.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, where's the album? I sold it at a yard sale. Well, this is how much it was worth.
Right. We could have made a lot of money, more money on that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I bought Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club's band. Harley.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club band.
I bought like a used copy. It was like $5. I was like,
yeah.
Shouldn't this be more?
You also, would think.
I got the original John Williams 1977 Star Wars vinyl.
Awesome.
Which was pretty cool. Yeah. I think that one, again, I thought it was like under 50 or something, but it was like from 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, when Star Wars first came out, me and my dad went and seen it in the theaters.
Nice. That's a memory. That's a moment I'll never have. So that's really cool.
Well, I mean, it was awesome, you know, just to sit back and, you know, the dancing hot dog bun and all that stuff is gone. And the first thing you see is, boom, 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 boom. You know, and then you got the scrolling up that nobody had ever seen before, you know.
Right.
And this was just like geekdom big time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm a nerd, I swear.
I get it. I mean, I'm permanently inked to love Star Wars. Here's my Star Wars tattoo.
I know this.
Yeah.
Do you have the helmet with the same logo?
You have the helmet with the same?
I wished I did.
Gotcha. Yeah.
No, I'm saying if you did.
Oh, what? Wait, what?
If the
this is the Rebel Alliance logo with Tatooine and Luke and everything. Yeah
I know, but what do you say? Logo is also on a couple of the helmets of the starfighters.
Oh, sure. The Rebel Alliance fighters.
Yeah,
it's the Rebel Alliance logo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I also have a New Zealand Elvish handwriting for Lord of the Rings. Not all those who wander are lost.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just missing my Harry Potter tattoo or Star Trek.
You can actually get a wand now.
A straight line. I can do that.
Yeah, you can do the wand.
Or not the Deathly Hallows logo.
Oh, you could do that too.
But that's so like overdone. I'll just get my.
It was like 2 weeks after it came out. And it was like people were freaking going nuts and getting the tattoos.
Deathly Hallows tattoos.
Yeah.
Or I can just get the iconic lightning bolt on my forehead.
Oh, you could. The tattoo or get it that hard way?
We'll get it tattooed. What would be the hard way?
Somebody come up and knock the shit out of you.
Some carving my forehead. Well, if you find me on the streets, let me know, guys.
Yeah. Well, it'd be more of a scar that way, but, you know, who knows?
I'll have to grow my hair out for sure, and no one will see that.
My hair used to be down to my belt.
Nice.
little long. And then one day I come in from being out on the road and I was just like, buzz this crap. I just couldn't stand it no more.
Sure. That's a motorcycle hairstyle right there.
Well, I mean, it was metal, dude, you know.
Right. It's the metal hairstyle.
Freedom, you know.
You had it in a ponytail at times?
Actually, I'd have to put, I think the most hair ties I had in my hair whenever I went to go riding was.
Do you have a picture up there of it?
None of the Harley, none of my hair, but that was back in the 80s when I was running around doing all the lights and sound stuff.
You probably can't see it from there.
In my Bon Jovi red leather jacket.
Oh, the red jacket? Oh, yeah. I can see that one. Yeah. That's not Michael Jackson?
No. Michael Jackson didn't have fringe. Bon Jovi had fringe.
There's a Bon Jovi place coming downtown.
I heard. I don't think it's. I don't know. They got too much shit down there right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of construction on the Second Avenue, which is where Doc Holliday's is. So it's kind of, there are people that still come down there, but it looks messy and people don't want to walk down there, which sucks for us.
Well, it's like on Lower Broad right there. You got the Underground and a bunch of other bars right there. Mm-hmm. They got all that construction stuff and the sidewalk closed and people don't wander down there.
Yeah, they gotta fix this city.
We gotta fix this city.
There was that construction happening right outside the Chief's place, the new Eric Church spot, and that's now opened. That opened up like 2 weeks ago. I got some friends that play there.
Yeah, they finally got their chair back.
Yeah, too. They got the chair back too. Yeah. I found a video of the actual chair, so I know what of like I've been on the roof, and I know I was like, oh, it's that type of chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. This is Morgan Wallen throwing a chair. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I ain't even going to talk about it. But anyway, I know I brung it up, but it was
I'll
a
just
joke.
Say real quick, the eclipse was the following day.
Yeah.
And I went downtown. I went there early. I had to play at 3 at Doc's, but I went down there early so I can hang out and try to watch it. And I haven't been to the new spot yet in the new Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, I was like, yeah, that's my time going up. And so I went on the roof and I was just like making jokes to everyone. I was like, I'm about to, because it was cloudy that day. And
yeah.
Like, I'm about to throw a chair off this roof if I don't see the eclipse. And it's being stupid. But
did somebody pop up and go, been there, done that.
So, sir, we need to ask you to leave. It did pop out, so all the chairs were safe.
Yeah.
So, for now.
Yeah, there were so many people on Facebook posting safe from a falling chair.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude.
I mean, that could have hurt someone.
It could have.
It really could have.
It really could.
Yeah,
because it was a metal chair that had the screw in pad. Yeah,
6 floors up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at that right angle, just
well, you figure at 30 miles an hour,
sure.
The leg would just go right through somebody.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I didn't think about that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, hit someone on the head, go right through your chest.
It was a metal chair. The damn leg was bent all to hell.
Oh, really? Well, yeah.
You've seen the video.
I saw, the like, terrible security footage where they like circle the thing. I'm like, I'll watch it on my phone. I'm like, I can't see anything. I'll watch it up on my computer later.
It's crazy how they do that. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. But what about that sky? It sure is blue.
What was that?
What about that sky? It sure is blue.
The sky? Yeah. Not that day. It's cloudy.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Anyways. I'm being nice. We're going to stay away from that. But anyway.
So what else?
I have no clue.
Well, I just released an album.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to 2 songs on the way home.
2 songs? Which 2? The first 2 or just random 2?
I don't remember which. I don't remember which one. Because Caitlin called me.
Yeah, we did pretty much talk all the way up here. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Caitlin, you're supposed to make him do his homework. Caitlin's listened to the album.
Well, I'm terrible at being like, okay, I got to go. Like, if no one else does that on the phone, then I just talk forever. I did that to you earlier.
Uh-huh. Where's it at?
We're going to cut this segment out.
No, we're not. I don't
like
cut that
empty
much.
Silence.
Well, in the background, we're going to put myself.
I believe everybody should, you know, keep it as raw as they can.
As raw. Yeah, sure.
On the podcast.
As natural as possible.
Just natural.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, and you have a conversation with somebody every now and then. There's a lull. Yeah, there's, you know, dead air.
Dead air.
You know.
Or if I just stop talking, it's because I'm thinking.
Oh, that one. Drive.
Yeah, it's the opening track.
Yep. I listened to that one, and then I started looking for the look for a sign.
Look for a sign, yeah.
And I started listening to it, and then that's when Caitlin called.
Come on, Caitlin.
I'm sorry. I forgot even what I called him for.
I don't remember. And then I was wanting to hear Fell For It and some of this other stuff. But you got, like, YouTube videos of you playing downtown?
Not really. I post on my Instagram story with people tag me and stuff where I'll put some videos up of me playing, but
well, I didn't know if it was you playing downtown or not.
So that's me playing at the Nashville Palace, the album release show.
Yeah, see, just
like 4.5 minutes of.
I was right to begin with.
Well, that was downtown. That's in Music Valley near the Opry. I played the album from start to finish at the Nashville Palace with the full band. It was cool.
Did it feel weird?
In what way?
Playing with a full band.
I've done it before, like twice, but a little bit, but also it's cool hearing your songs and like people backing you up and knowing the songs and
right.
just like wanting to play the songs.
Or did it make you want to play with a full band more? Or?
Oh, yeah, no, it did. Cause like I could play them all acoustic, but that's all like the stripped down version. And
yeah.
I mean, you heard the Drive song. It's a full pop punk rock song.
So. Oh yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So like I have to, if people want to see me live, I have to like live up to the recordings.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what everybody's supposed to do,
right? So it wasn't completely weird. I thought it was cool. I got a lot of rasp in my voice when I sing, and it's hard sometimes to replicate that in certain moments. And I know in the track I got a lot of rasp in there. And
well, I mean, when you throw the rasp in with the vocals, that's when the ladies get that. Ooh, I like
they
that.
They do like the rasp.
They like the rasp.
I try to throw in rasp whenever I can. That's when my throat hurts all the time, and that's why I constantly. Have cough drops with me.
Yep.
Or a bottle of honey.
Zoom in on this. Yeah.
Yeah. You can do.
You
can do a little bit of something like this and put some honey in it and a little bit of lemon.
I have realized kind of drinking liquor kind of helps it out more, which is kind of bad to say. And like, I kind of understand why rock stars back in the day are like, we're drinking all. I was like, I kind of get it. I'm like, it kind of warms up my vocal cords.
And it numbs them too.
Right. So then I'm just like drinking every time I play. And I'm like, ideally, that's wrong. But I'm like, it helps. It's a battle.
This is so wrong, but and it sounds so good.
Like, right. For example, that show, the album release show, I didn't drink before that. I was like, I want to be sober. I want to be like, this is important to me. I want to make sure I nail everything. And there were some raspy parts, which I did fine on. But then like I thought about it the next day. I played another show and I drank and I like did those same songs. And I was able to hit the notes. And I was like, fuck, maybe I need to just. Drink more.
Yeah.
Which is terrible to say. I'm aware.
I just need to drink a little bit more. I'll sound fine.
It's bad. But it helps warm up the vocal cords.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I like. Well, throwing it back to Styx. That's what I liked about on their vocals, like Lady and a bunch of other ones.
Lady.
The tone in his voice, you know. I mean, it was off the hook.
I mean, I'm a big Post Malone fan. I'm a Posty fan. And he like drinks every time he's recording.
You know what's crazy? I don't think I've ever heard a Post Malone song.
That is crazy.
What?
Yeah, I have never heard a Post Malone song.
I did not know that.
Well, we can figure that out later.
Until, this is no lie, up until 3 days ago. 3 days ago.
And what song was it? I mean, you watched the Super Bowl this year. You saw him perform.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I'm not a big sports guy.
Go Lions. Go ahead.
I had not heard Jelly Rolls. I only talk to God when I need a favor. All the way through.
Okay, we're talking about Post Malone.
No, Jelly Roll.
We were talking about
we were talking about Post Malone.
I know, but I'd never heard any of Post Malone stuff.
Oh.
Okay, so you're saying for 3 days ago is the first time you heard Jelly Rolls?
Jelly Rolls music.
Yeah, I've only heard a few songs of his all the way through, and I'll try to play him downtown. I think I sound terrible. People are like, good job. I'm like, no.
No, that sucks.
I was like, no, it's too high for me. I can't sing it. They're like, that was so good. I was like, no, it wasn't. Thank you. I'll loop that song, Only You Talk to God, because it's the same four chords the entire time. And when I see that, I was like, if I don't know it, I'll build a beat on it and I'll try to sing over it. But then I'll be like, you sing. And then they'll sing it because the beat's already going. And then
I liked when he did, because I watched several of these things after I listened to the whole daggum song. And I was just like, oh, well, this popped up. So I started watching it. And it was where people, it's like a split screen. He's on one side and singing a song. And then there's like an empty space with the music going and people are adding their lyrics to the song. I don't know if you've seen any of that stuff.
This is just you're talking about like TikTok stuff where people do instrumental and like a challenge and people.
Yeah.
I've seen those. Those are cool.
I like them.
Yeah. It's nice to see other people being creative, and it's nice when the artist itself is just like open verse challenge, sings the chorus, then you go.
Yeah. Your turn.
Yeah. It's cool. I've seen friends do it too.
Yeah. I've seen, I can't remember the artist. Dadgummit. Dax. Dax did it on
Dax. I think I know who Dax is.
He did that. Oh crap. I totally mind blanked. But there was a drinking song. There was a What It Means to Be a Man song and
drinking.
Yeah. Drinking. But he was doing the countdown for the people. He was like, you know, 4, 3, 2, 1, you know, and then you do come in with your verse, you know.
Yeah.
It was actually cool. I liked it.
Yeah. So 3 days ago, you heard a Jelly Roll song. You have not heard a Post Malone song.
Mm.
I'll show you some afterwards. The reason why I brought him up, though, is because he's like always seen drinking like Bud Lights and like drinking. Yeah. And like he just has like more into it when he sings. And he's live. He's always drinking, too. And I got to meet him back in December, which is awesome.
Well, a lot of artists, when they drink too, they lose a lot of their scared to perform.
Sure.
Scared to, you know, not be accepted, you know, and some of them do that to take the edge off.
Good old liquid courage, yeah.
So you can get up there in front of, you know, 400 or 500 people, you know.
I mean, he's in a position where he's been heard for a while and performance, but yeah. But no, I agree with you completely. Yeah.
I get nervous for every show.
For these shows?
For these shows. I get nervous for every show. Caitlin will tell you, I'll go smoke a cigarette and I'll try to like woosah, you know, chill out. You never know how a conversation is going to go.
Right. And you got some liquid courage right there as well.
Just a little bit. You have more than me.
I thought that was a good cue for a cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
And put it.
And then hit the table. What's the purpose of that?
Good community. Good commodity. I don't know.
Was it settle the liquor before you drink it?
Was it what?
Settle the liquor before you drink it?
I don't know. I just did it in college. And now I do it.
I don't know. I've always done it too. I don't know.
Look it up, Caitlin.
I can't look up everything.
Why do people cheers and then put
then
the glass
I start responding to text.
Well, that's look up the thing.
Is this your mom again texting you?
No, it's John.
Oh. He knows we're doing a show.
I know. I told him earlier. He was asking if I wanted to be on a project this weekend.
Depends. I might want to be on the project.
It's pulling wires.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, if it pays, I might be there. Somebody got to pay for all this stuff.
True. Someone's got to pay for it all.
Yeah, I know. One ring to pay for it all.
What were you talking about before that, though? We were talking about... I said posting and then drinking, warm up the vocals. Oh, playing with a band. Look at that segue I did.
I noticed.
That was great.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
And you kept it in order.
Yeah.
Totally impressive.
This is professional.
I can't do it.
Yeah. This is all business right now.
So you just need to come up here and do the podcast.
So I'm just good. Well, my degree is in broadcasting. So like I worked in news for a little bit. I've done a lot of camera stuff. So
hell, I'm just going to get you to come up here and train me on some stuff. Make the show better, you know?
No, you're doing great.
That's what they say. But.
No, you're doing awesome. This is my first podcast, by the way. How am I doing?
You're doing good.
Good. It's not liquid courage.
The flow of conversation is good. It's not a stalemate conversation.
Right. It's a back and forth.
It's a back and forth.
Yeah, I've got to always end with a question.
Not really.
Are you sure?
Sometimes you just make a statement.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Walk away.
Playing with a full band. Yes, it's cool. Except sometimes you gotta pay everyone to enjoy your music and play with you.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
That's the bad part. So, yeah. I mean, it's cool because I had like someone message me on Instagram about being like, I really like your music. I would love to be your full-time drummer. And like, let me like meet awesome. You. And like, I think your music's really good. I'd love to like be that position for you. And
yeah.
Like, that's really cool. I've never had someone like message me and be like, I want to be part of your band.
Every right.
Like, I messaged him earlier. I said like, hey, well, if you want, like send some videos of you playing to some of my tracks. And like, cause I've never had anyone do that before.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. But yeah, every time I'm playing an original show this Sunday at Punk Walk. I don't know.
Punk Walk?
Yeah.
Punk never heard Walk, of it.
W-O-K. I've never been there. Never heard of it. I got hit up like a month ago about it. And it's like four bands. And I'll be first. And then I'm just doing like an acoustic stripped thing. Cause like, I'm not going to pay a few dudes just for 30 minutes. I'm just going to just play the songs.
Yeah.
Acoustically.
That'll be awesome. I want to hear you do some stuff though.
Okay.
I want to see you do this. This is going to be interesting.
All right.
So, hey y'all. So what we did is Eric has moved out of the chair and he's got his in-ears in and he's got his microphone. We've got two views on the camera, which is him. And then when we got his board, so we can watch the foot stomping stuff that he's going to be doing. And this is going to be, I hope, kind of cool.
It'll be more than kind of cool.
More than kind of cool. All right, cool. So what song are you doing?
There's so many I can loop, but let me do, sometimes when I play, I don't say the songs because I'm like, the surprise.
It just, however you build it.
Right.
Okay.
Do you want it to be a surprise? Do you want me to tell you what it is?
No, I'd rather it be natural.
Okay.
You know, just a surprise. So let's check out the looping here.
Midnight, right? catch me, no. I'm not gonna let him catch the midnight guy.
That's what I was curious about. If you like, if you named the stuff before you did it, or told anybody what the song was going to be, or you just kind of
the covers. Yeah, I'd like to like build it up and like be a surprise what the song is. There's a few originals that I loop, but it's just so easier with doing it with covers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can do loop an original if you want. I usually loop after the second chorus.
Okay.
Two of them. One of them is off the new album, so I might as well do that one. I guess for fun, also, I can just show you later other loops that have covers.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this is original. This one is called All Night. This is off the new album. I wrote this one many, many years ago, but I've actually released it a couple times off earlier projects, but then I jammed with the band in Michigan and realized it really sounded really cool with the band.
Yeah.
So the recording that you'll hear on Spotify and everything is with the full band. That's the only song on the album that is actually like a full band. Everything else is
right.
Like me and my producer programming drums and us playing guitar and stuff.
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, Alanis Morissette done a lot of that.
Oh, really? Okay, didn't know that.
Yeah, it was only her and her producer that did her whole Jagged Little Pill thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was millions of dollars made off that one album, man.
That's the goal.
Yeah,
that's... Look for a sign, available now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's called All Night.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop you.
That's good.
But when you're on stage and you start the looping stuff, do you ever get the audience to play a guessing game with you? Like, where am I going with this?
I'll do an example. I'll say, like, all right, make some noise when you start recognizing the song. I'll do it with you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So you recognize what it is?
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole setup for that right there.
That's nice.
And then I go into the...
That we don't need no education.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
Yeah, that's cool as hell, man.
He also does Don't Fear the Reaper. That Blue Cult Oyster.
You got to be careful with me doing that stuff because then I'm sitting there wanting to sing.
Right.
And that's never a good thing.
All right. Do one of your songs because I got about 15 minutes.
Damn. Okay.
See, this is her fault.
Well, anyway. To make it clear for the cuts.
What?
You said it's all your fault. But I said to make it clear for the cuts for you guys editing this, I'll restart what I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
I know how it works.
I've been getting good at cutting.
Good. That's good. So this one, this is original. Well, everything from the beginning I said about the full band stuff, you can keep that in there. So this is called All Night. I wrote this many years ago. This one I usually get the crowd involved, but...
We're a small crowd.
Right. Let's do it.
Everybody at home, y'all are the crowd, so get in with this, okay?
We would go to the beach every time we hung out. I love when the sand mixes up in our bag, and we carry it home with us unintentionally. I went just to look at your eyes intensely. Oh, the stars are even out tonight. I wanna stay with you all night. I see more in this new light. I wanna stay with you all night. All night. All night. All night. I wanna stay with you all night. Thought you remembered my old tricks. Yeah, I knew that they would always stick. Precious mind of yours that always hit me right to the core. I could see all the insight. Can I stay, baby, all night? I see more in this new light. Wanna stay with you all night. All night. All night. All night. Up a memory, filling up the time, watching all the days pass, knowing that you're mine. And your love is patient, your love is kind. You got me in a trance, feeling sublime. And we create a moment to last a lifetime. Going back, I know I wouldn't rewind. We have so much more to unwind. You always show there's more to find. And I won't give up a fight. I wanna stay with you all night. I see more in this new light. I wanna stay with you all night. All night. All night. All night. I wanna stay with you all night.
Dude, awesome. I love that. It amazes me with the technology today, what all you can do.
Same.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a fun one to do. Yep. So, yeah, I'll make people sing all night on that one.
With yeah.
So that's the
and make them participate.
Right. Yeah. Got to write the songs that are easy to sing along to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them back in the day, but, dude, I dig the shit out of that, man. I mean, I might have to come down there when you're playing one night.
You should. Encourage it. Yeah, I do a lot of. I also have a list of songs that I do when I play. So I always tell people to be like, scan the QR code. There's the fifth thing down says list of cover songs, and like,
yeah.
It's just like all the songs I can do. And I say I'm good at 75% of them because I'm not good at all of them. Like disclaimer, there's a lot of country songs I don't do on there, but they're on there.
There's a disclaimer. I only do this. I only do that.
Well, I can do one more original. Song, if you'd like, what would you like to do from here?
Galen, we got time for one more.
I'll do a minus the loop.
You can do one more.
Cool.
You should do wavelength. My favorite.
I got to do one off the new album, probably.
Oh, well, that's fair.
I could do two quick ones real quick, if that's okay.
I got to leap a... You could, technically, I have 19 minutes. Because cool. It's a valet, so I don't have to park. I just give my car.
Get in your car.
All right. We'll all
give my car to someone, they park it for me.
Isn't that nice?
No.
Okay.
And in Nashville, you can still give somebody your car, and they'll go park it for you.
So this, so much more we could talk about. I used to live in Utah for a little bit, and I...
Dude, I got a feeling me and you could sit here and probably have a 3 or 4 hour show, so... Yeah.
There's so much more history. I got lots to share. So much on my mind I'd like to share.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to live in Utah in the summer of 2021. I went to Zion National Park. That's the shirt I'm wearing right now. It says yeah. Zion. I worked at a resort there and just played guitar and did photos and stuff for their social media. When I was out there, I started writing some music. And my previous album, called Wavelength, came out the following year, which Caitlin listened to and really liked. Caitlin's a huge fan. this is the title track, Wavelength.
Yay.
The lone wolf walks in the dead of night, guided by the stars and the northern light, searching out his prey, feeling some type of way, hoping that'll stay. And I don't dare make a sound, I don't want to be found. I don't dare make a sound, I'll remain. Mind the dirt getting under my skin, I feel it molding in. My mind is always racing, my heart just keeps on chasing something that I'm replacing. And I don't dare make a sound, I don't want to be found. And I don't dare make a sound, I'll remain unbound. What do I hear in the distance? A wavelength, a similar footprint to mine. It's got the energy, it's got the strength, but I don't know if I've the right to call it mine. And maybe I will make a sound, that I have been found. And I keep making sounds, this wavelength will not drown, this wavelength will not drown, this wavelength will not drown.
Which one's the clapping button again?
top left, I think. There it is.
Great, thank you.
I loaded that in last night for her so she could do that.
Thank you so much. I love a fake audience clap. So that was called Wavelength. This one's...
At least she didn't do the lightning clap on you.
What's that?
The thunder clap. Yeah, that one. See, when I hear that, the first thing that comes to my head is, you know, when lightning strikes, dun dun dun. I mean, that just, that hits. Mm-hmm.
Thunder. Sound of the gun.
Yep.
Okay, anyways.
8 second rule.
This one, this is off the new album. This is the first song I released off it. New album is called Look for a Sign. Please listen to it.
It's on what?
It's on everything. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you find music. We got the link right below in the description. That'll link it to everything.
There you go.
We got a music video for this song, too. This one's called Fell for It.
Fireworks looked brighter when I was a kid. Never realized how much that I would dim. All the timing, it seems so slow. Now I sit around and watch the hours go. Growing up is such a trick. Fell in line with all the older kids. Growing up is such a trick, and I easily fell for it. Do you wake up every morning, with a big smile strapped to your face? Something you have to force yourself to do, so you no longer fit in with you. Growing up is such a trick. Fell in line with all the older kids, the older kids. Growing up is such a trick, and I easily fell for it. Can't you ever be serious? Is life just one big show? Yeah, you have to be real with yourself. Yeah, this bit is getting old. Save yourself before you get away. Waste any of your days and get lost somewhere, and then you'll find that's where you find a way to heal yourself deep inside. Growing up is such a trick. Fell in line with all the older kids, the older kids. Growing up is such a trick, yeah. Can't believe I fell for it. And I fell for it. And I fell for it. And I fell for it.
All right.
Yeah. That one's more pop punky.
Yeah.
Full band on that one, too.
Yeah, that would be cool. I have to listen to that.
Please do.
I will. I'm going to add your stuff to my playlist because I like it.
Thanks, man. Well,
My playlist is growing every day.
Of course.
But, yeah, dude, I'm going to come down there and check you out. Tell everybody where you're playing at.
Sure. Well, thanks for listening and watching, guys. My name is Eric Ripper. I play a lot of Doc Holidays. I always post when I play, always on my Instagram. But if you hit my link tree, the fifth thing down, it says upcoming shows. I always post where I'm playing. Always random spots. I'm playing at... like Lucky Lad Farms in Eagleville, if you know where that is, pretty soon.
No, I don't.
Later the other week. It's a cute little farm. Where else am I playing? schedule. I play a lot at Kimbrough's in Franklin.
Awesome.
If you know where that is. But yeah, it's always random spots. I'm literally pulling up my schedule right now. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we want to plug as much as we can so people can come check you out.
Yeah, please. I play at the Taco Bell sometimes downtown. I had a funny video on my Instagram and TikTok. Watch it later. Where I'm like, join me as I get ready for the most important gig of my life. And then like I'm like doing all these things, but then I reveal it's a Taco Bell at the end.
Yeah.
I know. I'm pretty proud of that video.
It's live from the very huge stage of Taco Bell. Yeah. Eric Ripper.
Yeah, there's like people taking photos on the outside. I'm like, look, Ma, I made it. And stuff like that. Just making Taco Bell jokes the entire time. But yeah, I post whenever I play. I promise I'm a fun time. I play with a looper. Loop a lot of songs. I do loads of genres. I'll do hip-hop, classic rock, country, and just throw it in. And it's I got originals out and merch. Check it out.
Yeah, we're going to post all that up and hopefully get you some people buying some merch and
please
coming and checking you out and throwing some money in the tip jar.
That'd be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I got T-shirts and stickers that are with me at my shows now, which is cool.
Sweet.
But if you go to that same link, the link tree below, ericripper.com/merch, there's like 16 designs, all different colors. You can get them in hoodies, T-shirts, long sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Hats, too, stickers. And so I've really... got everything that needs to be there.
Awesome. Love it. Dude, I appreciate you coming on, man. I've had a lot of fun with this.
Me too. Maybe we'll have a part two and continue more.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're welcome back anytime.
Cool, man.
You know, we'll make Caitlin grab you and bring you up.
Yeah,
Caitlin. It'll be a lot of fun.
I promise I won't have another gig after.
Hey, don't call him when he's listening to the album.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
I'll text you. I'll have my people call your people.
Julie.
Yeah. Julie's turned into our people because now I think we're in like a three-way text all the time and everything else going on. It gets crazy, man. But this is why I do the show, because I have so much fun and I get to hear new things.
Yeah.
And I get to learn new things. I can't play a guitar to loop like you're doing, but.
Well, what I can do is we can hit cut and I can just show you a few more little loops real quick.
All right, that'd
well,
be cool.
Let's end it and then you guys can do whatever the hell you want.
All right.
How about that?
We can do that. All right. Remember, everybody, like, share, follow, subscribe. Look for Eric Ripper. Go to the link tree and follow all of his stuff. Follow his socials. Like, share, and here's that key one that nobody seems to understand. Will y'all please hit the subscribe button, because people are looking at how many subscribers you have. Actually, I believe that's one of the first things that you asked me, Eric, was it's all about the numbers, man. So if you don't subscribe to mine, I totally understand, but please subscribe to these artists, especially Eric's. I mean, you know, he's playing around town, playing at, you know, around back at Taco Bell. You know.
I'm having a Baja blast of a time when I do.
There you go. All of his merch during that time has to have the Taco Bell logo on it. I mean, it's
no,
just.
I can't do that.
I wish. It'd be nice if you could.
Right. Eric Ripper's Taco Bell.
There you go. Or sponsored by Taco
Bell. Sponsored by Taco Bell.
There you go.
Taco Bell is a huge sponsor of Eric Ripper Music. The bell, and then the bell at the end.
Yeah. Go do a little dong. All right, y'all. We're out of here. Love you. Mean it. Peace. See you soon. Bye.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. Let's.